You need some users to help with the feedback cycle, but the way to get those users is manually. You should go recruit them by hand. Don't do things like buy Google ads in the early days to get initial users. You don't need very many. You just need ones that will give you feedback every day and eventually love your product. So instead of trying to get them on Google AdWords, just find a few people in the world that will be good users. Recruit them by hand. Ben Silberman, when everyone thought Pinterest was a joke, recruited the initial Pinterest users by tagging up strangers in coffee shops. He really did. He just walked around Palo Alto and said, "Will you please use my product?" He also used to run around the Apple Store in Palo Alto, and he would like set all the browsers to the Pinterest homepage real quick before they caught him and kicked him out. So then when people walked in there, they're like, "Oh, what is this?" This is an important example of doing things that don't scale. If you haven't read Paul Graham's essay on that topic, you definitely should. So get users manually, and remember that the goal is to get a small group of them to love you. Understand that group extremely well. Get extremely close to them. Listen to them, and you'll almost always find out that they're very willing to give you feedback. Even if you're building the product for yourself, listen to outside users, and they'll tell you how to make a product they'll pay for. Do whatever you need to make them love you, make them love what you're doing, because they're also going to be the advocates that help you get your next users. You want to build an engine in the company that transforms feedback from users into product decisions. Then get it back in front of the users and repeat. Ask them what they like and what they don't like and watch them use it. Ask them what they pay for. Ask them if they'd be really bummed if your company went away. Ask them what would make them recommend the product to their friends. And ask them if they've recommended it to any yet. You should make this feedback loop as tight as possible. If your product gets 10% better every week, that compounds really, really quickly. One of the great advantages of software startups is just how short you can make the feedback loop. It can be measured in hours. And the best companies usually have the tightest feedback loops. You should try to keep this going for all of your company's life, but it's really important in the early days. The good news is that all of this is doable. It's hard, it takes a lot of effort, but there's no magic. The plan is at least straightforward, and you will eventually get to a great product. Great founders don't put anyone between themselves and their users.